Think you've tried everything to reduce the look of cellulite? You're probably missing these seven common mistakes that are going to keep those bumps away around your legs. I still remember those countless days looking in the mirror, and all I could see were those stubborn bumps on my legs that I'd spent years trying to get rid of. I was tired, I was frustrated, and honestly, I was a bit embarrassed. I'd done every hack and quick fix the internet promised. Detoxes, fad diets, expensive creams, hours on the treadmill, but my legs still didn't look the way I wanted. And then, just when I thought I tried it all, I learned something shocking. Most of what I was doing was actually making my cellulite worse. I was pretty much sabotaging my own results without even realizing it. Most people think reducing the look of cellulite is about cutting out endless calories or spending hours on the treadmill. But here's the truth. If you're only focusing on these, you're actually missing out on the most effective methods that are actually going to smooth out your legs. I've helped countless women transform their lower body, reducing the look of cellulite, and get noticeable results by tweaking just a few habits that I'll share with you today. And these aren't quick fix or hacks. They're strategies backed by science and proven in the gym. I'm going to go deep into what really works, why it works, and even bust some of those biggest myths around cellulite. Stick with me because I'll give you some unexpected tips like what to add to your daily routine and even an effective treadmill technique you won't want to miss out on. All right, secret number one. Did you think cutting out calories is all you need? What if just one tiny change could make a huge difference in how your legs look? I used to think my diet was spotless, but I kept feeling bloated and noticing that my skin looked uneven. Then I took a closer look at my salt intake. High sodium intake can lead to fluid retention, making your skin look puffier and cellulite more pronounced. The goal here isn't to eliminate sodium completely, that's almost impossible, but to control it by avoiding processed foods and swapping table salt with natural seasonings like lemon juice and spices. By doing this, your body will naturally hold less water, reducing that bloated look in your legs. And here's a pro tip. If you need a salt fix, try adding a pinch of salt or pink Himalayan salt to your meals in moderation. If you don't know where to start when it comes to which foods you should be eating, which are good or bad for you, you can get my free guide on Eat This, Not That, linked below. This brings me to point number two, and why weightlifting might be the missing piece to your puzzle. I had a client who was obsessed with cardio and always felt like her legs looked soft and untoned. Once she added weight training, focusing on squats and lunges, her muscle tone improved dramatically and the cellulite started reducing, and she was blown away with the results. Strength training helps you build muscle, which smooths out your legs and firms up your skin by filling in those gaps that fat creates. Focus on compound movements like squats, lunges, and deadlifts. These engage multiple muscle groups in your legs, glutes, and core. Not only do you get smoother legs, but it also raises your metabolism, so your body burns more fat even when you're not working out. This is the key to long-term cellulite reduction, and no amount of cardio can replicate these results. If you haven't already, make sure to follow my two-week series here on YouTube on how to reduce the look of cellulite. Now, let me introduce you to a method most people like you don't know about. An incredibly effective treadmill routine called the 12-3-30 method. I was skeptical at first, but I tried the 12-3-30 method, which is basically walking on an incline at 12, speed 3 for 30 minutes. And within weeks, I noticed my legs looked more defined without the joint stress of running. Although I do love my runs, I know running too much can be stressful on your joints. If you're walking instead, it's low impact, burns fat efficiently, and tightens your legs without stressing your joints. This is an excellent alternative to high-impact cardio, which can sometimes worsen the appearance of cellulite if you're not balancing it with strength training or eating your protein. Plus, you can do this at any fitness level. If you don't want to waste 30 minutes every day doing the 12-3-30, you can also just incorporate plyometrics to your workout so that you're elevating your heart rate and burning more calories throughout the day. If you need a structured workout routine, you can always join my Sweat and Glow app that will give you access to a structured workout routine, a meal plan, and a list of habits to keep you on track with your fitness goals that you can find on the app. Okay, moving on to point four. This one's not so popular because people are so obsessed with drinking every weekend that they forget about the importance of cutting back on alcohol. I used to kill myself in the gym throughout the week, and then on the weekends, I would go out with my friends and drink like a fish. I was constantly frustrated because I, one, wasn't able to get the results I wanted. I was holding on to excessive body fat, which enhanced the look of my cellulite, and was constantly bloated and low of energy. So I finally decided one day to cut back on alcohol, and holy shit, the change in my skin texture was very noticeable. Alcohol dehydrates your body, making your skin dull and accentuating cellulite. It also makes it harder for your body to process toxins, which can lead to inflammation and a puffy look. Try cutting down to one or two drinks a week and make sure to drink water between sips. You'll be surprised by how much clearer and tighter your skin's going to look with just a few changes. Moving on to point number 5, drink your damn water. Another big one is hydration. For the longest time, I thought my skin was just naturally dry. Then I committed to drinking 3 liters of water a day. You heard me, 3 liters. And the results were incredible. My skin looked fuller, more hydrated, and my legs even felt and looked smoother. It was such a simple change with huge benefits. Drinking enough water is one of the simplest and most overlooked ways to improve your skin. So aim for 3 to 4 liters a day if you're working out, and trust me, your skin will look very hydrated. When you're well hydrated, your skin cells are filled, making cellulite less noticeable. For an added boost, try infusing your water with lemon or cucumber to help flush out excessive salt and toxins. It's literally a natural detox that's easy to do. If you find it hard to keep track of how much water you are drinking, there is a water jug I highly recommend getting off Amazon, which is linked below. Okay, babes, this leads us to point 6, how to get smoother legs with dry brushing. One of my personal favorites and secret weapons is dry brushing. This is a simple technique where you use a dry brush, bristled brush, to massage your skin in circular motions towards your heart. Not only does it exfoliate, but it also increases circulation and promotes lymphatic drainage, which helps reduce fluid buildup under the skin. Try doing this a few times a week, ideally before hopping in the shower, and you'll notice a huge improvement in your skin texture. Plus, it also feels like a mini massage. Everyone is always asking me about these products, and you can easily find them in my Amazon storefront listed below. And if you get my free guide on 7 tips on how to reduce the look of cellulite, I will teach you step-by-step how to dry brush. So make sure to get that also in the link in bio below. Now, moving on to our last point, eat your damn protein. I used to think I was getting enough protein, but when I started tracking it, I realized I was way under. And we're talking about barely hitting 70 grams a day of protein. Once I made it a priority, not only did I feel stronger, but my skin started to look firmer and my jaw started looking more snatched. Protein can really make a difference for toning up and smoothing out your legs. This is crucial because protein helps also repair muscle tissue and supports collagen production, which gives skin its elasticity and firmness. So make sure to aim for a high protein meal at every meal. And if you struggle to get enough, try a protein shake or Greek yogurt as a snack. Not only does protein help reduce the look of cellulite by building muscle, but it also keeps you fuller longer, helping you avoid those high sodium processed foods that we talked about earlier. Now that you have my 7 tips on how to reduce the look of cellulite, try incorporating these tips over the next few months and let me know which one made the biggest difference for you. If you're ready to go even deeper and get a full workout and nutrition plan, click the link in the description to check out my cellulite program, which is designed to target exactly this. Drop a comment below with which tip you're most excited to try and let me know how it goes. And let me also know what other topics you would like for me to cover. If you enjoyed this video, please make sure to go and support me in the link in bio. I am a small creator and really want to be able to deliver the best and most valuable content for you. So if you like this video, please go and support.